Well, welcome to our third week of participating in the Season for Nonviolence. And so the first week we talked about creating peace within ourselves and within the world by letting go of that harsh judgment and criticism of ourselves and other people, and instead about coming from a place of compassion and of love and of kindness towards ourselves and other people as a way of creating peace within ourselves and in this world. And last week we talked about creating peace through having a willingness to look at things from a broader or a different perspective and realizing that things are not black or white and that we are not always right and they are not always wrong, that it's not always right or wrong, but that instead people hold different perspectives. And so it's not that someone that holds a different perspective or a different vantage point than us is our adversary. It's just about recognizing that they see things from a different vantage point, from a different perspective, and therefore they're holding different values. And it's as we're willing to truly understand another person's perspective that we create peace between us and that we create peace within us. That doesn't mean you have to take on the perspective, but truly understanding their perspective creates peace. And so the title of my talk today is A Centerpiece. And what I'm talking about is that when we are centered, when we are grounded in our innate wholeness, in that unalterable wholeness of our true essence, then we are able to live in peace regardless of what's going on around us. Because we're able to then return to that peace that is always within us. And so this morning, in honor of the Season for Nonviolence, I light a candle for peace and the peace that is born out of the recognition and the realization of our own wholeness. Oops. Mahatma Gandhi says, each one has to find their peace from within. And peace to be real must be unaffected by outside circumstances. That's real peace when we discover that peace inside of us. I know that we all want to feel peaceful. We want to live with a sense of ease and a sense of serenity. We want to feel centered and we want to feel grounded. We want to experience peace in everything that we do, no matter what it is that we're doing. We want to experience peace while we're at work. We want to experience peace while we're driving in traffic. We want to experience peace while we're having a discussion with somebody that we don't necessarily agree with. We want to have peace while we're taking our driver's license test. It doesn't matter what we're doing. We want to feel peace while we're doing the things that we do. The problem comes, though, when we think that the outside world has to be a certain way in order for us to feel peace. When we think, when we are reliant on the world being in alignment with our preferences or the way that we would like things to be, with our desires, what happens when we think the world has to match those? Then we end up trying to control the world or control the people that are in our lives because we think that's the only way that we can get to those feelings of serenity and peacefulness. Some examples might be, you think your kids have to behave in a certain way, therefore you're on their backs all the time. And you say things like, I will feel peaceful when their room is cleaned up. Or perhaps you think that your spouse has to dress a certain way. And what happens then is you either tell your spouse what to wear or you pack, let's just say it, his clothes and suitcase to go on vacation. Or if you don't, then what happens is you spend up the whole entire vacation being ticked off because he didn't bring his suit on the cruise that you're on. Can you relate? Or you think that your coworkers have to speak to you in a particular way or work at a certain speed, at a certain pace, and if they don't do that, then you end up being mad or you don't speak to them or you snap back at them when they speak to you in a way that you don't like. Well, I have a question for you. Does any of that create peace? It doesn't, but that's what we do. When we need the world to be a certain way in order for us to be okay, or for us to feel safe, or for us to be peaceful, we're setting ourselves up for a fall. Because the world is never going to match your desires and your preferences and the way that you want things to be all of the time. And you know what? It's not their job to match your preferences to the way that you want things to be. Gary Simmons, in his book, The Eye of the Storm, says, conflict arises to get our attention and to help us find our center and our way back to wholeness. So what if those conflicts in your life are a tool, a mechanism to help you find your way back to center and your own peacefulness and to grow that inside of you? What if those things were on purpose and part of your spiritual path to help you develop that centeredness and groundedness and peacefulness and wholeness within yourself? When we are anchored in our wholeness, when we are anchored in our enoughness, when we know that we are whole and that we are enough and that we are always intimately connected to, one with, living in that infinite presence of love, intelligence, and good, that's when it takes us to a place of knowing that we are safe and feeling safe. That's the thing that takes us to feeling peaceful. Then it's an inside job. When you are anchored in your wholeness and your enoughness, no one can take anything from you because it's already a part of your innate nature. It's already a part of who you are. No one can steal your peace when it comes from inside of here. No one can steal your sense of well-being when you're anchored in your own well-being from the inside out. No one can steal that sense of safety when it comes from your innate connection with and oneness with and knowing that you live in that presence of the infinite. In the Gospel of Thomas, it says, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will destroy you. If you bring forward the peace that is within you, it will save you. If you do not bring forward the peace that is within you, it will destroy you. If you bring forward the wholeness that resides within you, it will save you. If you do not bring forward your own wholeness, the world will destroy you. That's how it works. And so I looked up the word whole, and it says whole is a thing that is complete within itself. It is not broken or damaged. It is intact, sufficient, and not missing anything. You are the wholeness of God in form. That's who you are. You already contain within you all of the peace and all of the love and all of the joy that you could ever possibly need from the inside. And when we are grounded in that, when we are grounded in our own peace and feel peaceful from the inside, the crazy thing is it invites that forward in the people that are around us. Have you noticed that in your own life? When you're feeling peaceful and whole and calm it affects the people around us, and they want to be in that energy, and they move into that as well. And so at my house, we actually keep our trash cans in our driveway. Colleen had noticed recently that the trash cans kept getting moved into the driveway as opposed to sitting right on the edge of the driveway where they usually sit, on the edge of the driveway so we can get in and out of the gate, getting into the backyard. But she noticed they kept getting moved, and it kept happening, and she started getting irritated and annoyed about it. And she decided at some point she was starting to feel dread before she pulled up in the driveway because those trash cans are going to be moved again, and then it's hard to park her car, and realizes it's my next-door neighbor who's moving those trash cans. And so what she decided is, I don't want to live in this angst. I don't want to be dreading pulling into my own driveway, so I'm going to go talk to him. So she went and knocked on the door and says, Doral, I'd like to talk with you about what's going on with the trash cans. I noticed that they keep getting moved. And he says, well, you know, the person that lived there before kept putting them hanging over onto my property. Well, that's not who I am. I am really cautious and really take care to make sure those trash cans are lined up with the property line and not hanging onto your property at all. He says, well, you know, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile. She says, Doral, I don't want to take a mile. I am being very respectful and putting the trash cans on the line. She said this from a place of peace, centered in her own wholeness. And his response was, okay. She came to the situation differently, which shifted the way that he is responding. If she had gone over there wanting to fight and how mad she was, it would have just been a big battle back and forth. So when we are centered in our own peace, in our own wholeness, knowing nobody can take anything from me, no one can take my well-being or my wholeness or my groundedness away from me, it's from in here, then it changes the situation. But it takes remembering that we are already whole. It takes remembering that we are always whole and that we are enough all the time. When I was a young adult, I did not have that sense of safety. I did not have that sense of my own wholeness. I did not have a sense of peace or serenity inside of me. And the result of that was I was super controlling and had to control all sorts of things in my environment in order to feel safe and in order to be peaceful. And so when I started this path, this spiritual path, I also started going to therapy at the same time and started going to Codependence Anonymous at the same time. That was all part of my work at the same time. It was in my late 20s. And so at Codependence Anonymous, every week they read a list of the traits of codependence. So I'm going to read you a partial list, the traits of codependent behavior. I exhibit codependent behaviors when my good feelings about who I am stem from being liked by you. My good feelings about who I am stem from receiving approval by you. Your struggles affect my serenity. My mental attention is focused on solving your problems or relieving your pain. I exhibit codependent behaviors when my mental attention is focused on manipulating you to do it my way. Your clothing and personal appearance are dictated by my desires, as I feel you are a reflection of me. Your behaviors are dictated by my desires, as I feel you are a reflection of me. Every one of those things had my name on it. But what has happened as I've walked this path, I have discovered within me my own wholeness, that I don't need to shift anything out there in order to be whole or in order to be peaceful. As I've walked this path, I've realized I am not defined by what you think of me or by what you do or what you say. I am not defined by my childhood or by the opinions from other people. And I am not defective or missing anything. And the truth is, that's the same truth about you. You are absolutely that wholeness of the divine. I discovered that I am whole and worthy and valuable and good. And so are you. You are whole and worthy and valuable and good. No one can take that away from you. I am an individuation of that divine presence, and so are you, an individuation of that divine presence and all that it is. So wholeness is actually based on self-discovery. Wholeness is actually based on discovering who you are as a spiritual being. It's discovering what you are, the infinite clothed in human form here as you, with all of the attributes of spirit that you already contain within you, peace and love and beauty and wholeness and good and joy within you all the time. Wholeness comes out of our knowing who we are and knowing that who we are and what we bring into this world is valuable. Wholeness is born out of self-acceptance and out of self-love, not out of being perfect or the need to be perfect and to do things perfectly. It's about knowing that you are enough right now as you are now. And you are enough now as you are now. You are a godling here, discovering more and more of who you are as that godling, as you walk this path called life. When we are grounded in our own wholeness, when we are grounded in our own peace, we don't need the world to be a certain way in order to be okay. And we don't need the world to tell us that we are okay. And we don't need the world to tell us that we are good enough. When we don't need people to behave in a certain way or to be a certain way in order to be okay, then we carry peace with us. Then we are peace. And so my invitation to you this week is to spend time nurturing your own spirit, nurturing your own divine essence, that center of who you are, to spend time communing with and courting that so that you can become ever more and more aware of that, your own spiritual beingness, to commune with that divine presence within you. My invitation is to discover your own wholeness, that is your divine nature. That's your essential nature. And to practice anchoring in that wholeness, to practice anchoring in your own peace when things out there in the world tweak you. Practice coming back to center. I am whole here. I have everything that I need here inside of me. And as a result, you'll be carrying peace with you everywhere that you go, being a peacemaker in this world. And so blessings to every single one of you as you walk this path of life and ever discover more and more of your spiritual essence and as you bring peace into this world. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. Oh, and what a blessing it is and what a relief it is to recognize this infinite presence that is right here. To recognize that infinite presence that fills all of time and all of space and every single moment and every single place in this universe with the fullness of its being. That all of the love and all of the peace and all of the good are ever present, everywhere present, within every single person and within every single situation, within us, within our minds and within our hearts, within our spirits, within our beingness, exists all of those qualities and characteristics of that divine presence. For I know that we are indeed individuations of this one life of God, of this one presence and this one power. And so today, we turn within for that substance. We turn within for that good. We turn within, and as we do, we are uplifted and carried and buoyed, for that divine presence meets every need and is the fulfillment of that need. And so not only is that true about us, but it is true about everybody in this world. And so I know right now there is an opening within the consciousness of humanity for that divine presence to express itself in a fuller and a greater way as peace in this world. That there is an awakening happening on this planet right now, and that there are more and more and ever more individuals saying peace is the way. That we stand on our spiritual values and principles of inclusion and of love and of oneness and of good. And that as we stand here, that becomes more available to everyone around us. And so this awakening is occurring all over the place, and that divine presence is downloading itself in the hearts and minds of people all over this planet. How good it is to be participating in that. And so I speak this word right now also for every single person who lost their life this week in the shootings at that mosque in Australia. Knowing that right now each one of those beings is nothing other than the light of God as bright as it can possibly be. That each and every single one of them is wrapped in that presence and is at peace. That they are absolutely whole in that presence and that all is well with their souls. I also speak this word for every person on this planet who has been feeling disconnected or left out or somehow compromised or held down, that that divine presence is speaking itself in their hearts and minds as the truth of their own wholeness and their own enoughness and the truth that we live in this boundless opulence. That there is something waking up that looks and feels and sounds and tastes like peace in all of us. And I claim this, and I see this, and I know that this is the truth. For God is the only power that there is, and God is having its way. And so it is with absolute faith and confidence and gratitude that I release this prayer into that creative law of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding itself in us and through us and all around us, in and through this entire universe. And for that, I give thanks. And I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is.